St. Luke chapter 22, verses 56 and 57. A certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I know him not." Dear friends in Christ, believers in Christ, may our Heavenly Father continue to comfort us and strengthen us and keep us in that one true saving faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. There is plenty of ugliness, brutality in tonight's lesson alone. This is where it really begins, the night that Jesus is betrayed and captured and put on trial. Yet let us also be comforted and assured in our Christian faith, our Christ-centered faith. Jesus went through all of this precisely for you and for me. In fact, this suffering servant is going to have some very specific words for you on your very last day because of what he endured for us. He'll say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Prepared for you. Some very choice words there. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, Jesus also mentions those words, this preparation. "I go and prepare a place for you." He spoke of the many mansions in heaven being prepared for you and for me. Yet that preparation was not that of a carpenter putting up the 2x4s and the sheetrock. Jesus meant he would go to the cross. He would suffer and die to prepare a place for us in heaven. Even before the cross, in the hands of those cruel sinners, as we heard tonight, before the cross, too, he endured many things to prepare that eternal place for us, making satisfaction for our sin. This is for your assurance, your comfort in the heart and soul. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Yet with his stripes, we are healed. There is a lot of ugliness tonight in the lesson. The ugliness of sin, that is. It rears its head. Just for a moment, let's just hear a few of the words that describe what happened to Jesus the night that he was betrayed. That first word there, betrayal. Abandonment. All the disciples, they all forsook Jesus and fled. Denial. Three times, Peter denied. False accusations, we heard. Then comes the condemnation. He is guilty of death. Then comes the mocking. Then comes the violence. They spit on him. They covered his face. They punched him. And the scriptures are specific to say, in two different ways. Some with a closed fist, some with open hands. They struck him and blasphemed, saying, "Who is it that smote thee?" Yet through it all, how patient and how kind and generous, forgiving Christ was. Those are the words that describe him, that describe his heart, forgiving toward others. The first words from the cross, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Tonight is the night when it really seems that injustice, evil, brutality prevails. Jesus said to his captors, "This is your hour. This is the power of darkness." Yet didn't we also notice at the beginning of tonight's lesson, Jesus said, the scripture said that he knew all things that would come upon him. And then he said, "The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Peter thought he understood. Peter thought he would never do what he did. And it didn't seem like he would at first either, because he drew his sword. He's going to fight for Jesus. How bold and how strong and courageous Peter always seemed to be. Earlier he said emphatically, "Lord, I'm never going to deny you." It seemed like he was going to keep that promise. He drew his sword. He put it to use. He wasn't afraid at all to fight in hopes of protecting his Lord. Yet how quickly things change. When Jesus is captured, hauled away to the palace of the high priest, Peter follows, scripture says, afar off from a distance. Later, he's spotted and recognized by a young girl. Earlier, he's fighting grown men who are trained to fight, and he doesn't seem to be the least bit afraid. But now he's up against a young servant girl. "Art not thou also one of this man's disciples?" He denied before them all, saying, "I don't know him. I don't understand what you're saying." We know what Jesus says about this too. He says, "Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father that's in heaven." What could be worse than standing before our Lord on the last day and having him say, "You know, I don't really know you. You didn't confess to know me, and now I don't know you." Yet the comfort of the gospel is that didn't Jesus also say he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance? Didn't Jesus also say, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out"? And doesn't the scriptures also say, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because Jesus endured the punishment for our sin? He said from the cross, "It is finished." Jesus did enough. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The time, the detail God chose to spend on the story of one man, Peter, and his three denials is huge. Tonight's lesson isn't about how we then can overcome the temptation to deny by our own strength. Peter was the most bold, the most courageous confessor there was. Yet how unreliable our own strength can be, our own reason or feelings. I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to Him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel. Three times Peter denied, yet after Jesus had risen from the dead, Jesus said unto Peter the third time, Simon, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because Jesus said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Peter denied it three times, yet wasn't it also three times Jesus called Peter back? Three times Jesus welcomed Peter back into the fold. Why? Did not Jesus die for us all? No matter how great our sins have been, He rose from the grave for all, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The Scriptures say clearly, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. His sacrifice was and is enough. Scripture says clearly He was stricken, smitten, afflicted of God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By His stripes we are healed. Jesus endured enough, and His promise is to keep us, to sustain us by His word, by His sacraments, by His Spirit working in our heart through His word. He says clearly, whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name, our complete Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.